Hey, what's up, Toby? It is Friday morning. It is the Process Debt Podcast, and today's topic. You ready for it?
Let's go.
Are you going to be able to handle this one? It's a good one.
I'll bring it, baby.
Is your work homeless?
Is your work on the street begging for change? That would explain why I can't find the dog ate my assignment kind of outcomes here. Is your work homeless? Say more about that. It's an interesting framing, Chris.
Where did your work live? If I was to say, hey, Toby, where does your work live?
Right. Scattered across half a dozen apps and email, right? Plus my notepads and my post-it notes of reminder.
Correct. And where does your team's work live?
Unfortunately, that's a rhetorical question.
You're like, maybe in Microsoft Teams? Can I answer Teams? Will that be right?
Teams for 500, Alex. Yeah. Whoa. That's going to be a slippery one. Well, Chris, you make a really good point. You know, it's not very discoverable if it's wandering the virtual streets of our organization.
Correct. It's very interesting. Like, I've been thinking about this a lot because I'm like, where does my work live?
Yeah.
Like, and if I was just, you know, get hit by a bus or win the lottery or whatever, like, how would someone come in and just pull my, like, come in on day one and be like, well, what work does Chris do?
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, we've all been there. Like, it's been our first day on the job or first CMM gig. And that those first days are like, all right, well, let's go through some formalized training that has very little of it's tactical.
Yep.
And then the farther away, it feels like the farther away you get from your dev org and a standard deliverable cycle, the more the work just lives in people's brain and it lives in email and it lives in Slack. It lives in Teams. It lives in PowerPoints.
You know, Chris, I think that is the, in some small part, drives the executive fantasy of these ERP systems, whether it's truly an ERP or this is our industry standard solution that everybody in our business uses. The idea that there's a room for everything and everything has a room, you know, the promise of that is alluring.
Yeah.
You know, and we just don't function that way. It's hard for me to come over to your house and cook dinner when I don't know where the pots and pans are, and I don't know where the silverware is. And so it doesn't matter how many times you tell me, if it's not intuitive, it's hard to cook in your kitchen the same way it's hard to organize myself into your shared drive logic.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, like, I may know how to cook a burger.
Right.
But I do not know how to cook a burger at your house.
That's it. Maybe I can figure out your grill. You know? Can I find the spatulas? Can I find the... No, it's really true. And I think to your point about homeless, you know, unless we're feeling like we've moved in and we get to arrange the furniture a little bit, you know, you mentioned development teams, and you and I've talked a lot about how development teams have an expectation of kind of working in the public square and putting things in a repository.
Oh, it's fascinating. If we lived, I mean, I don't think the business could live like the dev work does, because the computer is doing the hundreds or millions of repeatable things without complaining.
Yeah.
But the magic in what a developer does is that the software that they write does the hundreds or millions or trillions of things without complaining. Mm-hmm. And we as humans, if we do three things in a row,
Yeah. So large batch jobs, that's when we go to heavier weight software.
It's correct. Or the fact that they've got a README, right? They've got a README file. They basically, before they put something into production, it has to go through a staging test, and it has to be tested, and then it goes into production. And then you can, you know, we were talking about this earlier, like, you can roll that back if it doesn't work, right? You know, we were talking prior to kicking this off, like, I've never had a process rollback ever in my career, like, ever. Like, and like, what's more likely to happen is I find out that I'm not doing a process that I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
And you're like, where did this come from?
Yeah. And this is, who put this in my silverware drawer, right? Where do our spices go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so much of it ends up being this, like, this almost tribal knowledge.
Yeah.
Of what you're supposed, like, what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But it's not deliberate.
I think one of the things you're touching on is there's how things work, right? And if we're not putting it in code, then we're trying to think about how do we make a process repeatable? But then we have the work of things or the transactional data that has to move through a series of process steps.
Yeah.
And I don't know that we always do a good job of keeping those two things clean. And so the commingled, certainly for new players coming in, you know, they may not understand what is about the process of doing work versus what's the data or what's the deliverable they're producing.
Yeah.
And it really does get murky. So much of my work as a financial analyst years ago was about one-off deliverables. It wasn't about managing transactions and running them through payment. It was about looking at the business and working on the business. So how you hold that information is kind of relevant.
Yeah.
But oftentimes it means if you and I are doing similar work, we may choose to keep very different hierarchies.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just what's logical in our brains. So park it on the couch of whatever's handy. So
and it works. And it works if we're sole proprietors. Like if we're doing our own little thing, like it doesn't matter. Right. But like you go back to your kitchen analogy.
Yeah.
Right. I come over to your house. Right. And I try to cook my family a dinner. It's not going to work. Whereas if you go to a kitchen, like a corporate kitchen.
Yeah.
They can feed a ton of people at lunch and dinner.
Truly. Yeah. It's interesting. Even an Airbnb for the weekend. Right. There's no rhyme or reason to how they've organized it. It made sense to the homeowner or whoever's managing the property. That's how they've set it up. And so you got to lean into it, just kind of let it go. We don't want to do that in our day-to-day work life. So,
yeah. And I think the reason why, you know, homelessness may or may not be the right term here, but maybe it's, you know, maybe it's completely wrong, but what the point that I was trying to kind of get at is like, if you're in a production system, there are bins that you go and you pull a screw out to put the screw with the nut, right? And so there's always places for things, right?
Yeah.
So even going back to the kitchen analogy, right? If you go to your home kitchen or the Airbnb or whatever kitchen, they're all going to be set up differently.
Yeah.
But if you have some sort of throughput that's required and you go to a corporate kitchen, not that they're all going to be designed the same way, because they're going to be totally different unless it's a McDonald's, you know, that's built this, you know, the same way. But they're just everything has its place.
Yep.
And everything has a start, has a middle, and it has an end. And you know what's interesting is if you think about McDonald's, my son worked there for a long time. You know, like it's a lot of people's first job.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that you can take someone and put them in the process. In the area where everything has its home, everything can be pulled from, and you can serve thousands of people in a day.
Well, and that's what's interesting about that, Chris, is that the process is about the transactions.
Yeah.
The process there is the production of burgers.
Yeah.
You're not trying to optimize it. You're not second guessing how fries are cooked.
Yeah.
Right. You come in and your job is to understand how that process works. And I think so often this idea of homelessness is that we feel like we have a degree of latitude when we show up, and absent tactical direction, we just start to kind of make up what seems intuitive to us.
Correct. And or you're looking for signals from your coworkers on what's getting rewarded.
Yeah.
And you're following that reward and creating chaos, right? So one of chaos is probably too strong a word, but you're literally going into you're looking at a PowerPoint and you're making it prettier and Prettier's winning.
Yeah.
On decision making. But do you really want to make decisions on Pretty?
Right.
And we, you know, we buy, if something's prettier, we will like it more. And that doesn't mean that that's the best business decision. Like, financials are not pretty, but they're pretty much the same.
Right. Yes. Yes. There's a structural piece. And I think so much of this conversation gets at the idea to me of is our goal pretty, you know, is our goal consistent, or is our goal just about seeing the shared value in the adoption?
Yeah.
You know, good, bad, or other, if we all agree that silverware belongs in the drawer immediately to the right of the stove, then never guess where to go find the silverware. Or if we always know where to find, you know, the most recent analysis that's been performed, or the SOPs, you know, the standard operating procedure, then we eliminate a lot of the chasing.
Then I guess that's the root of it, is like, we are constantly, like, because we don't have, oftentimes you don't have a team or corporate, like, this is where you go.
Right.
Because like in any organizations, you're going to go to SharePoint. Mm-hmm. You might go to Confluence. You might go to some other application. You might go to some internal wiki.
Yep.
And even those, oftentimes those internal applications like SharePoint, like, I've made a joke all the time, like, it's hard to share and no one gets the point. Like, it's really hard. Yeah. And it's a powerful tool.
Yes.
But unless you give it structure, and unless you have discipline, and unless you say, hey, look, we're going to put a stake in the ground and do one thing well, then people are doing 12 things poorly. And it just ends up not working. So what's the solution here?
Yeah. And even if we step back from the solution for a second, I think the outcome that I want of giving work a home is making it more readily discoverable. If I've already done the work, I would love you to be able to leverage it.
Yeah.
I'd love for you to be able to find it when I'm on vacation or homesick or playing hooky. I don't want to be pestered. I want to make it easy for somebody else to pick it up and move it forward. Yeah. And so, if discoverable is at the heart of it. And
for sure.
Adoption. Yeah. So what is the solution? What's your thoughts?
I think you got to clean your room first.
Mm.
Like, you got to clean your own home. And this is, you know, like,
or hire
someone to come clean your home if you've got the budget.
Whatever your budget might allow. Yeah.
I think one of the things that I've been focusing on is, how do I focus on a project instead of a task? Because my brain doesn't know the difference.
Yeah.
But I get significantly more value out of my work, and I provide more significant value to my customers if I focus on a project versus a task. And I wish I had a really great solution on what that would look like. I don't have it yet. But I do think that, like, some of this thinking is helping me think about that, and where I have to be able to collect the tactical.
Yeah.
But that ends up being distractible, which I was trying to make up a word there, but I don't know if I was distractical. Anyway, it didn't work.
Yeah.
But like, if I'm working on a project, I don't want to be distracted by the tactical.
Yeah.
I just want to work on the project. And most of the time, like, human beings, we are so flipping flexible. We can figure out almost anything if we can just get started and if we cannot be distracted.
Yeah. Well, in that point of, if we can get started,
it's
worse than being told it's out on the blank storage. Right.
Yeah.
And it becomes a fool's errand. And so, you know, the real risk is a productivity risk.
Yeah.
It's jamming us up trying to get into flow.
Yeah.
And so, the fewer decisions we have to make, the more mind space we have for the problems we want to solve.
Yeah.
So this idea of chasing work around, I think is I love the idea of homeless. It's like trying to find somebody to deliver mail.
It's really just grasping for straws, trying to figure out what's next.
Yeah.
And I think if we were to truly be honest, I think that's a lot of what our days are. Because we're looking for that social signal for what's important.
Yeah.
And we're trying to intuit towards what that should be, instead of being explicit and saying, like, how can I do my job better? How can I communicate to you? Because my communication style might be different.
Right.
Like, how can I make this thing work? You know, clarity, ownership, accountability, like all those things make it clear so work can actually be more enjoyable.
That's a really interesting idea. If we did one thing, it was to give a manager level resource responsibility for naming that the organizational schema. You know, how do we hold our tools? How do we hold our information? If they were the keeper of that, instead of introducing, you know, some random guy to do corporate data governance, which never makes sense outside of like data modeling. But that's that person to be on point for calling the shit around that. Keep
for our sure.
organized and help us be productive.
Yeah. And I think you have to be able to clean your room first.
Yeah.
And that's actually as an IC, you have to have a clean room.
Yeah.
And I love to say that my room's clean all the time. It's just not. But I think as a manager, you have to expect a clean room. And yep. I think the easiest way as a manager is if you're running a scrum team and you have a daily stand up, hand it off to someone else to run it. Mm. You'll find that people do stuff significantly different than you do, and you'll be shocked every single time. Why'd you click that button? Well, that's because that's how I do it. You're like, well, there's a better way to do it. Or, oh, I never saw that. Like how often are you in a tool and you're like, it does what?
Great. 100%. That's not how I do it. That's not how I've done it for 20 years, but you just showed me something totally different.
Like all those Excel quick keys. Alt equal does sum? No.
What?
You're like, it does.
Chris, I love this conversation and the idea of just being a little bit more transparent, right? Somebody needs to be the owner.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be you. And Correct. Then make the owner responsible for keeping a clean room.
And yep. I think if your rooms are clean, right? Mm-hmm. You have a junk drawer and that junk drawer is made for junk and you don't really need to care about that and you hide it, or your kids have a dirty room, but that's their room and they can do whatever they do. Yeah. But like, as long as you can keep your mental RAM clean.
Yeah.
And pull in the work and make a nice, delicious burger for you to enjoy. Or come over and work with, like, ask for things. You know, where are we at in the kitchen?
That's it. Just
make some nice food, enjoy it together. Because I do think knowledge work can be incredibly satisfying.
Yeah.
But it can't be if your home's a mess.
Well said.
All right. Thanks, man.
Another good session.
All right.
Have a good week, buddy.
Yep. Catch you next time.
All right. See ya.